Original. Fruity Guava. Fruity Mango. Fruity Pineapple. Fruity Apple. And Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM 9 News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Speaker clears CS MPs accused of crossing the floor. CSOs threaten peaceful protests over rising xenophobic attacks in South Africa. And in international news, virus hit cruise ship arrives in Tenerife as medics await passengers.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanaka Omo.
And now the news in detail. Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, has urged that all six Patriotic Front members of Parliament, alleged to have crossed the floor to join the ruling UPND-RC, to continue performing their duties, following their formal responses denying that they had officially defected. This follows a point of order raised by PS Lukasha Member of Parliament, George Kisanga, on 8 April 2026, seeking clarification on whether Masaiti MP Michael Katambo, Luano MP Joel Chibuye, and Kanchiria MP Sunday Chanda, among others, were in order to remain in Parliament despite allegedly crossing the floor. Delivering her ruling, Ms. Moti said Article 72, Cap 2 of the Constitution of Zambia had not been breached, as the members of Parliament in question had confirmed to the Office of the Clerk of the National Assembly that they had not crossed the floor of the House. The Speaker has further ruled that Mr. Kisanga had not presented any evidence to support the allegations that the MPs had defected.
In the arrest, all the six honourable members that house that are cited denied having defected the UPND. They stated that they merely expressed interest in joining the UPND. Having reviewed the responses from the members who were the subject of the point of order raised by Mr. G.K. Kisanga, Member of Parliament for Lukasha Constituency, and in the absence of any evidence from Mr. G.K. Kisanga MP to support his point of order, my ruling on the point of order by Mr. G.K. Kisanga MP is that the six members of Parliament are in order, as they have not abrogated the Constitution and therefore should continue to execute their mandate as members of Parliament.
The government says it released 17.8 billion kwacha in April 2026 to finance public service delivery, sustain economic recovery efforts, and support key development programs across the country. The April Treasury releases reflect the government's continued commitment to fiscal discipline, debt sustainability, macroeconomic stability, and the implementation of the 2026 national budget amidst efforts to transition the economy from stabilization to stronger private sector-led growth, productivity expansion, and job creation. According to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury, 6.6 billion kwacha of the total amount released was allocated to the public service wage bill, while 2.4 billion kwacha went towards debt servicing and dismantling arrears. It has further disclosed that 4 billion kwacha was released for transfers, subsidies, and social benefits. 3.1 billion kwacha supported government programs and operations, while 1.7 billion kwacha financed capital expenditure and infrastructure development. Commenting on the April budget releases, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Simbeko Mosokotwane said the monthly Treasury releases demonstrate how government is steadily positioning public finances towards stability, credibility, productivity and long-term economic transformation. The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations for Good Governance and Constitutionalism says it will formally deliver a protest letter to the South African Embassy in Lusaka demanding urgent diplomatic engagement and concrete assurances regarding the protection of African migrants in South Africa. African Consortium spokesperson Clifton Chipoe has expressed concern over disturbing videos, images and reports emerging from South Africa involving members associated with the Dedula movement, allegedly targeting fellow Africans living, working and conducting business in the country. Mr. Chipoe has called on the Southern African Development Community, the African Union and governments across the region to urgently address the matter before it escalates further. He has warned that continued hostility and failure by authorities to guarantee protection could trigger lawful retaliatory civic actions in other countries against South African commercial and diplomatic interests. Mr. Chipoe says civil society organizations in the country are prepared to organize peaceful and lawful protests against South African business interests and investments and to work with like-minded organizations across the region to apply coordinated and lawful pressure until African nationals in South Africa are treated with dignity, equality and security.
We believe such actions undermine not only South Africa's constitutional values, but also the vision of African unity and economic integration under the African Continental Free Trade Area. As a consortium, we will formally deliver a protest letter to the South African Embassy in Lusaka. We are also calling on SADC, the African Union, and regional governments to urgently intervene. If these attacks and failures of protection continue, we are prepared to organize peaceful and law protests against South African business interests in Zambia as part of legitimate civic action. We call on the South African government to act decisively, uphold the rule of law, and ensure that every African within its borders is treated with dignity, equality, and humanity.
People's Party Chairperson Peter Sinkamba has petitioned the Constitutional Court challenging the decision of the Electoral Commission of Zambia to have adoption certificates signed by both President and Secretary General of the political party. In an affidavit verifying facts, Mr. Sinkamba argued that the directive by ECZ adds a layer of qualification not found in Article 100 of the Constitution. Mr. Sinkamba further argued that the directive to demand dual signatures on adoption certificates creates a gatekeeper mechanism that allows a single office bearer to veto a candidate's constitutional right to be nominated. He added that the decision also creates a high risk of gatekeeping where a single party official could effectively veto a constitutionally qualified candidate. Mr. Sinkamba contends that ECZ's decision is not fair as it introduces uncertainty into the electoral process just 10 days before nominations. He believes that Article 173 of the Constitution obligates ECZ as a public institution to maintain the highest standards of professional ethics and to be accountable for administrative acts. Mr. Sinkamba has also cited the Attorney General, Mr. Mulilo Kabesha, as a second respondent. Former Secretary to the Cabinet Leslie Mbula has backed calls by Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa to increase the procurement of electric vehicles in a bid to reduce government expenditure on fuel by ministries and spending agencies. Mr. Mbula's comments follow recent remarks by Mr. Kangwa that despite a directive issued in August 2025 to ministries, provinces and spending agencies, only 44 electric vehicles had been procured, resulting in government spending 758 million kwacha on fuel in 2025. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Mbula said the concerns raised by Mr. Kangwa are valid, especially